Hi, I'm Mel Pickup, Chief Executive of Bradford Teaching Hospitals, and welcome to this month's episode of our podcast series, where I'm sitting down with colleagues and partners from across the Trust and the wider community to find out more about them and their contribution to the health and well-being of the people here in Bradford. On the 12th of May, we celebrated International Nurses Day and the amazing work delivering outstanding care to patients. Today, I'm delighted to have two of our international nurses here with me to share their own personal journeys to working with us and some of the highlights and challenges that they've faced along the way. First, we have Abdel Latif Mohammed, a staff nurse in A&E here at the Trust, who's our first colleague to join from Egypt. Welcome, Abdel Latif.
Hi, thank you.
And Diogo Silva, stroke and neurology matron here at Bradford Teaching Hospitals, who's originally from Portugal.
Hello.
Welcome. So, Abdel Latif, let's start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a nurse?
Yes, sure. Since a childhood, it was one of my dreams to be in medical field. I was living with my family, where it's near to the highway, and quite a lot of accidents happen. And I see paramedic and ambulance, how they coming quickly and have a good role or essential role in saving lives. Since then, I think about this field to be in my future job. When I finished secondary school, I directly apply in nursing. It was in great university. It was Swiss Canal University. And I was very, very happy for being selected. My study lasted for 4 years and 1 year extra in clinical training. After that, in 2015, I was registered as a nurse, and I start to work in the same university, but this time not as a student, as an employee in a teaching hospital. It was related to the university. And I work in Egypt for 3 years. In this time, I achieve many goals. After 6 months only, I become a head nurse in my hospital.
Excellent.
And I started to study a master's degree in medical and surgical nursing. And I work also, I work as a part-time in academic field in the same university. So within 3 years, it was filled with achievement. But I thought at that time that it was stressful working days and nights to face the financial burden. I lost many of my social relationship, and I was stressed. This may affect my life, my health, mm-hmm. my future. So I was looking to travel abroad at that time.
And did you come from a family that had connections with health services, or were you sort of the first in the family to go into this field?
I was the first one.
Were you?
Yes.
And so you worked as a nurse in three different countries, starting with Egypt. Could you share a bit about your journey from Egypt to Bradford and everything in between and the factors that influenced your decision to come to work in different countries, but most especially to come to Bradford?
Each country was a special experience. And let's start with Kuwait. I worked there for 2 years. It was lovely work. I got much experience. I saw a different culture, different food, different, you know, it was totally different from being in Egypt with only Egyptians. But after 2 years, I failed to get my family with me because they didn't meet the criteria to get the dependent visa. So it was a bad thing here. I thought about going back to Egypt to think about next step. It was Oman. In Oman, I can get my family as dependent and we can live all together. My wife also is a nurse. She can get a work visa. But unfortunately, when we travel to Oman, me and my wife, at that time we travel alone without my kids. Stable financially, but in terms of work, I didn't achieve anything else, only being a nurse.
You didn't get the sort of support to develop and progress in your career.
No, me and my wife, we sat again and we said, we're still young, 30 years old. We have a lot to achieve. So we started to think about other choices. What's the next step in our life? And at the end, we decide that we will travel to UK. One of my factor when I decide to come to work in Bradford Teaching Hospital, that it is a teaching hospital where I will find what I'm looking for, which I didn't find in the previous experience. Only I found it when I was working in Egypt in university hospital. That's why I like working in teaching hospital, because there is a lot of training opportunities there.
So you wanted to come to the UK, but why Bradford?
After long search, I found that Bradford is a good choice for me for many reasons. Bradford itself, it is not a very big city. It's a good city to start life in. Affordability of life also is good. And it's near to an airport. I told you, my family means a lot to me. So in any urgency or any emergency, I can travel to them. When I search about, you know, halal food and prayer rooms, I found a lot of them here in Bradford. Mm-hmm. Variety of people. I look for the population here in Bradford, and I found Pakistan, India, Egypt, from a different country in Europe. So I found this much variety. And being in this variety make you feel secure, that you are not only you are the one different, especially at the beginning.
And that closeness of your family, that's another reason why you chose to come and work in Bradford. Because, interestingly, it's much easier to commute from Bradford, West Yorkshire, to Egypt than it was from Kuwait and Oman. Is that right?
The distance is same. I mean, it takes 4.5 hours from here, 4.5 hours from Oman. But I found here it's easier to travel, especially that the organization don't put any restriction for my travel. I can travel at any time, but the previous experience was not like that. One of the organizations, they take passport not to travel, and it was really frustrating. So I can feel here that I can travel anytime, no restriction. I'm near to the airport. It takes 4 hours only. It make me feel much comfort.
Yeah. And how about your parents? Have they visited Bradford yet?
Not yet. But I plan to let them come and visit this nice and lovely place.
So not only have you made the move, your wife is here, your children are now here. And not only that, I think you've managed to bring 8 other colleagues.
Yes.
From Egypt, whom you've worked with before and trained with, because you love Bradford so much.
Yes, I love Bradford so much. And you know, when somebody spoke about Bradford negatively, I don't like that. Because I found in Bradford what I was looking for. Being with my family, affordable place, variety of people, a lot of prayer rooms to practice my faith. I found what I need. So I'm very happy now. So that's why when my colleague from Egypt asking what your opinion about Bradford, I was strongly recommended for them for this reason. And also I found here in my department, especially in my team, Ravenclaw team, I found much support from my supervisor and from my colleague, and they make me feel belonging and accepted.
So we really try, I think, as an organisation to celebrate the diversity that exists in the city. And we are, as an organisation, we've got 6,500 people, but the people who make up our organisation are a reflection of the city and the communities that we serve. So we've got this very, very diverse workforce drawn from all quarters of the globe. And one of the things that is really striking when you come in, lots of people have said, we've got different flags outside the building that represents the countries of origin of a lot of my colleagues here. And that means a lot to people. Have we got the Egypt flag?
Yes, I was very happy to see Egypt flag in between of them. And it make me feel a little secure.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know now that another Egyptian will be here. So it, and I was also proud to be in the organization, and my flag was there, my country flag.
Excellent. So Diogo, is the Portuguese flag there?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So tell me, how does your experience of the sort of the beginnings of your career compare with Abdul?
Well, there are a lot of common points. However, there's quite a few different things. I did find your story very interesting, actually, very moving as well. So in terms of starting my career as a nurse, in Portugal, it's a bit different. When we finish our secondary school, we have a form we have to fill in and decide six options of courses that we want to apply for. And I've applied for six different degrees, from nursing to medical science to pharmacy. And to be honest, my first choice was actually nursing. And I actually went with my first choice. I was selected for my first choice, so that was good. And I never considered whether I was going to become a nurse or not. But as soon as I started my nursing degree, I guess it kind of was something that grew into me. When I finished my nursing degree in 2016, I came to the UK, to Bradford, for my first job. So that was my first job, was actually in orthopedic wards. And I've been here for the past 8 years, basically. Whilst in BRI, I've moved along to a lot of different places. I've done the initial part of my career up until a ward manager in orthopedics between elective and trauma. And then COVID hit, and I'm guessing this is the same thing that comes in every story about careers with COVID. Things change, your plans change, you move everything. And at some point during COVID, I was in a COVID ward, and obviously there's adversity, there's barriers you come across every day. But I didn't feel I was accomplishing what I wanted to do. So I've started to try to apply for a different job in terms of more of a career progression into a matron role. I failed my first job. I just was not prepared enough for the interview even, so I guess I'll own that. And as part of that, on my feedback, I said I was looking for a new challenge, and I was presented with a stroke ward. Never considered being a stroke nurse myself. Took me about 6 months until I started to enjoy it, to be honest. But once I started to enjoy that challenge, it was quite interesting to see such a motivated team and how much we could do together. And now I don't see myself working anywhere else. Last year, I was able to secure myself a job as a matron, and that's how I end up in this position right now.
So just reflecting on your journey then from Portugal to Bradford, what were the biggest cultural differences that you encountered both in your personal life and in your professional life?
So I come from a very small town in Portugal, about 300 miles away from any of the typical tourist places. So we never hear a different language in the street, ever. You kind of grow up with the same people, you see the same people nearly every day, unless you move to a big city. So it was so different that the first time I've ever seen a hijab, for example, was when I moved to the UK. And I've embraced so many different cultures now, started to learn so many different things about people from all over the world. Majority of the people that I relate to now, I come from backgrounds that I never even considered visiting to start with. And now I'm intrigued to get to know, you know, different gastronomies, different cultures, different stories. It's such a diverse city, and that's why it becomes so interesting, I would say. In terms of my professional life, working in the UK is completely different to working in Portugal in terms of the job itself, as in terms of your responsibilities in your day-to-day job. Over here, there's a lot more of support. There's a lot more of specialized jobs that we come across every day. Career progression is great. If I stayed in Portugal, I would never even consider stepping up in my career because it's so different in terms of hierarchical management and specialization. That's really hard to get. Whilst over here, I felt like I was being valued for my qualities, and I was being given the opportunity to progress and to get where I wanted to be. So that was the biggest key point for me to come to Bradford and stay in Bradford, because I felt valued and I felt like I was being supported to develop my career.
That's great. But I'm sad to hear that after nearly a decade here, you're planning a move home. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
And why is that? What's drawing you back to Portugal?
Home is home.
Home is home.
Yeah. This has been my home for the past 8 years, and it will be for a few more years because, as everything in plans, there's always delays. Mm-hmm. But I do want to go back home. You know, that's where my family is. That's where my culture is. That's where my background is. And at some point, I feel like there's connections and there's things that I cannot continue to miss anymore.
So that's a good question as well for you, Abdul Latif, because that thing about home is home and family, we've heard that from you and from Diogo. How do you manage to keep those connections? You know, you're both here at the moment. You will travel home and come back. In between those times, how do you keep connected?
I would say in semi-daily, I was calling my mom, video call. She's calling my daughters also. My sisters, they are teachers and they are keep teaching my daughters some of Arabic, not to forget about the Arabic language. So semi-daily, we are contacting each other.
Yeah. Diogo?
Yeah, FaceTime is my best friend nowadays, but it doesn't replace the physical presence, and that's the issue. It doesn't replace if I need a chat that I can just call my dad and go for a coffee with him, because that doesn't happen anymore. Birthdays, you know, celebrations like that, Christmas that I spent away, which obviously I have my nuclear family here, my wife and my son, and I'm expecting a baby girl in September, but there's grandparents, there's uncles, there's aunties, there's cousins. There's all these people that I grew up with that I hold dear that I can't just give them a hug when I want to. And that's what I miss.
You miss that. And do they come and visit?
My parents do quite often, actually, especially since my boy was born. Yeah.
And what do they make of Bradford?
For them, it's a biggest cultural shock because they don't speak the language either.
Yes.
So whenever we go out anywhere, I'm the translator in service at the moment. So They do enjoy the city. They like to go around in parks, especially go around the canal. They love to go on that walk there, but yeah. It's just a very different city for them.
So looking back at your decisions, both of you, to move to the UK for better job opportunities, what advice would you give to other nurses considering pursuing their careers abroad? Abdul Latif.
I would advise all nurses. First, you are valuable. You are required everywhere in the world. You are very appreciated. Look after yourself. And if you decide to travel abroad, this shouldn't be as your goal. It should be your way to achieve your goals. Yeah, because if it was goal, so once you travel to this country, so what you will do then? You'll be in the same. You will feel boring. You may feel frustrated, but you should have long-term goal and plan.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you that in a second or two. So you think about that. What about you, Diogo?
What I would say is that for anybody that wants to come to the UK, there are plenty of opportunities to develop. It's a two-way discussion, I would say, because as long as you are good at what you do and commit to it, you'll be valid for that. And you'll be given the opportunities for that. And then it's down to you to hold those opportunities and work on that. It's a brilliant place to work, I would say. And obviously there's plenty of evidence around of international nurses that came here and are doing very well.
Excellent. So finally then, what are your hopes and aspirations for the future, both in terms of your nursing careers and your personal life, your lives beyond work?
So in terms of personal life, I wish I travel to many countries, see many cultures, and eat even different foods. This is my wish in my life, to visit much countries, but this time as a tourist, not as a working visa. Second thing, in my work, I wish to succeed in my role as a band of five and reach to the optimal success first, then go to the next band. And I prefer to be successful in band five rather than being not good in band six. I want to achieve optimal success in each role. This for the clinical part, and from the academic part, I wish I can finish a master degree and join again to the academic field along with my work as a nurse.
Excellent. Some big goals there. We were talking before we started recording that, you know, my career started in nursing. So The beauty of working in the NHS as a nurse, indeed in any professional sphere in the NHS, is you can progress, you know, much further than just the sort of the boundaries of your own profession, even if you want to do that, be that an academic route or a leadership route, a managerial route. So, Diogo, what about you?
So my current plans at the moment, obviously, I've been a matron for a year. I don't feel like I'm fully up to speed yet because it's such a complex role. So I'm currently working on a master's module as a professional nurse advocate. So that's my next step that I want to work on and implement, professionally speaking. In terms of personal life, just focus, obviously, as I said earlier, I have a baby girl on the way for September. So there's a lot of things happening at home. There's a lot of decoration going on at home even. So
there's just a lot in my mind for now. Lots of exciting things to look forward to then, both of you. So thank you so much, Diogo and Abdellatif, for joining me today. Your experiences as international nurses not only enrich our healthcare community here at Bradford Teaching Hospitals, but also serve as inspirations for others embarking on similar journeys. And we are really proud to have you as part of our BTHFT family. I can think of no two finer advocates and ambassadors for the role that international nursing has to play. It's an amazing profession, isn't it? You become not just part of an organisational family, but a worldwide community. And you've been fantastic examples of that. So thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity as well.